USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before boarding Air Force One and heading to Ohio, President Trump updates us on the trade deal that's being worked out between the United States and China.
President Xi is a friend of mine. The deal is coming along nicely. We have our top representatives going there this weekend to further the deal. But no, we're taking in billions and billions of dollars right now in tariff money, and for a period of time, that will stay.
Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Wisconsin are still under states of emergency after all the flooding took place in each of those states. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts on what you can do to help people out in need.
Well, the Red Cross has been great. They've been the ones setting up most of the shelters that we have across our state and serving thousands of meals to take care of the folks. We still have, about 475 people in shelters, and so they've been taking care of them. So a donation to the Red Cross, a monetary donation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The FDA is approving a breakthrough drug specifically meant to treat postpartum depression. The first of its kind drug is an intravenous infusion that can only be administered by a healthcare provider. The treatment is administered as a 60-hour IV drip and will probably be priced around $20,000 to $35,000 per treatment. Americans weigh in on the Robert Mueller probe. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
As the special counsel investigation into President Trump's campaign winds down, a new poll finds most Americans are at least moderately confident that Robert Mueller's probe has been fair and impartial. The Associated Press poll finds most Americans do have some concern that Trump's campaign had improper connections to Russia, though fewer than half say the president has done anything illegal in his ties with Russia. Overall, about 6 in 10 Americans have at least some confidence in the fairness of the investigation. 33% say they're very confident.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's a push among some Democrats to get rid of the Electoral College. Now, a lot of this stems from Hillary Clinton losing to President Donald Trump, then candidate Trump, back in 2016. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by around 3 million votes, but lost in the Electoral College to President Trump. Tara Ross is a constitutional scholar and attorney. She says the Electoral College was put into place by our founders years ago to save from mob rule.
There are so many memorable quotes of small state delegates sitting on the floor of the Constitutional Convention thundering at the large state delegates next to them. We do not trust you. If we give you the power, the abuse of it could not be checked, and you would exercise it to our destruction. Mm-hmm. The small states were very scared. And so, of course, we ended up with this compromise, a constitution that blends many kinds of principles together so that we can balance power between the large and the small states.
Ross also says it's not just about slavery.
You hear today that it's just about slavery and the southern slave-owning states wanted to have an electoral college. Nothing could be further from the truth. If you look at the discussions, it was large versus small. Some of the large were northern states, some of the large were southern states, and vice versa. It was about the size of the states. It was not about slavery at all. It was about, let's have a presidential candidate who addresses the needs of the whole country.
Ross was speaking there on Fox News. Another thing regarding voting, we're hearing Democrats pushing for the lowering of the voting age to 16 years of age. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.